Keys, new music on Radio 9. Donovan's going to take us to news time. A reminder, do you like this coffee? The coffee hotline, 385-7450. Talk about that more in the 1 o'clock hour, maybe.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way.
Jay Thurber coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Billy Joel has turned the lights back on after nearly 20 years. All that plus the radio calendar. We're also going to hear from Michael Feldman later on in the show. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From feature stories in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with the Week in Review. This week, US officials took the decision to respond with airstrikes in Iraq and Syria in retaliation for a drone attack that killed three US personnel last Saturday. There are concerns that any further violence may escalate the already volatile region, as FSN's Caroline Malone reports.
A series of strikes over several days against targets in Iraq and Syria. That's what US officials have confirmed to US media in retaliation for the Jordan drone attack. Crucially, the targets include Iranian personnel and facilities that they hold responsible, but will not be inside Iran itself. On Wednesday, the Iran-backed militia Khatib Hezbollah announced it was suspending operations against US forces. But there have been more than 160 strikes on US targets in the region since the October Hamas attack and response from Israel in Gaza. Caroline Malone, Washington.
The UN's aid agency in Gaza announced this week that should funding remain paused, it may be forced to shut down operations by the end of February. Multiple countries pulled funding after allegations that UN staff were involved in Hamas's attack on October the 7th in Israel. FSN's Jody Jacobs sent this report from UN headquarters in New York.
In a statement released on Thursday morning under the heading Anwar Aid in Peril, the organization's director in Gaza paints a grim picture of the situation inside the enclave. Funding to Anwar remains paused as several donor countries wait for the outcomes of an investigation by the UN of the involvement of 12 staff members in the October 7th attacks on Israel. Anwar's chief, Philip Lazzarini, says if the funding remains suspended, he will be forced to close shop by the end of February. Meanwhile, Algeria circulated a new draft resolution to Security Council members. It calls for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed the EU's decision this week to approve a 50 billion euro aid package for Ukraine. All 27 member states voted in favour of the funding, although it was initially blocked by Hungary in December last year. FSN's Megumi Lim had this report from Kiev.
Zelensky responded to the EU's decision on Thursday, saying he was grateful to European Council President Charles Michel and EU leaders for establishing the 50 billion euro Ukraine facility. The aid package will be supplied to Kyiv over the next 4 years. This is a big morale boost for Ukraine as military aid from the US continues to stall in Congress. Hungary has been a major stumbling block for the 50 billion euro aid package. Prime Minister Viktor Orban had repeatedly voiced criticism toward continued funding for Ukraine and blocked the aid package in December of last year. Megumi Lim in Kyiv.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Nine.
Thurber. Taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. The phone line is open at 412-385-7450. 106, much more music time. 37 degrees right now. Our KQV phone poll question today. This new, like, ground coffee that they have at the convenience stores, is it any good? Because I think it's terrible. You press the button and the coffee, bleh. What happened to just a plain old coffee pot? So if you have an opinion on that, weigh in. 412-385-7450.
My sweet Lord.
Station once where we weren't allowed to play that song because of the Hare Krishnas in it, because it offended the station owner, so he made the program director sit there and edit out all the Hare Krishnas. He also wouldn't let us play Island Girl by Elton John because it was about prostitution.
Radio 9! Looking back to yesterday.
True story, absolutely true story. Simon and Garfunkel on Radio 9. He wouldn't let us play Island Girl by Elton John because it was about prostitution. But he would let us play this song by LaBelle. I can only assume maybe he didn't know French. He didn't know what the song was about. I don't know.
Jay, this is Caleb. I don't know if we should be playing this song. It seems to be glorifying prostitution.
also used to make me call Congressman Ron Paul's office in Texas every Sunday night and listen to the answering machine and record it for a commentary for the next morning.
I'm going to need you to call Congressman Ron Paul's office and put that on a cart, and Perry Banker will play that in the morning.
Vault of Treasured Memories, that's a little Last Wax from Three Dog Night on Radio 9.
WRKZ!
At 1:21 chime time, the new single from Billy Joel coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. I've been complaining. It's really middle-class white person problems, isn't it? I've been complaining about the coffee. You should just go to the store and get a regular coffee pot and get a regular cup of coffee. What's the song that Larry always plays? All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot, right? All I want is a regular cup of coffee, and now they got this fancy machine, and you press the button.
Oh, I want the dark roast. I want the Colombian Javanese roast. I want the. Okay, do you have any of the coffee that the monkeys eat and then they poop it out? Do you have any of that coffee?
And it grinds it up, and it tastes terrible. It's terrible, terrible coffee, and the last coffee shop or the last convenience store near my house was the holdout, was the Kogo's, and they now have one of those machines as of this morning, and bleh. Like I said, middle-class white person problems. What else do we want to tell you about? Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Spack Brothers Pizza. They don't have that crappy coffee. Let me start over. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza sells pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is currently online only. They offer both takeout and delivery. For more information, email spackhelp@gmail.com or visit the website at spackbrothers.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. What if they start doing that with pizza? You go in, and instead of actually having a pizza, I don't know, a replicator, basically. Tea, Earl Grey, hot. LGBTQ youth struggle not only to accept themselves for who they are, they often struggle to find acceptance in their own homes and families. With your support, Prasad Center provides LGBTQ youth with skilled counseling to lessen their burdens, enrich their lives, and guide them to become thriving members of their families and the community. Prasad Center's youth services provide programs for LGBTQ youth that include professional counseling, a youth drop-in center, a young adult opportunity program, and a safe spaces program that conducts outreach efforts to reduce teen suicides. That includes leadership training. For more information, visit prasadcenter.org or call 888-873-7723.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 44, clear overnight with a low of 26. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 50. Monday, sunny skies, high 47. Tuesday, sunny, high 46. And then on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 50. Right now, 45 in Beaver County, 38 in Washington. It's 38 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 39 at WRCT.
Nothing is different. We've been here before, pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence. And pride sticks out his tongue and laughs at the portrait that we become, stuck in a frame, unable to change. I was wrong. I'm late, but I'm here right now. Though I used to be romantic, I forgot somehow. Time can make you blind, but I see you now. As we're laying in the darkness, did I? The cold settles in, it's been a long winter and different. And maybe you love me, maybe you don't, maybe you learn to, and maybe you won't. You've had enough, but I won't give up. Still time for forgiveness. Won't you tell me how? I can't read your mind, but I see you now. As we're laying in the darkness, did I wait too long to turn?
is the first new single from Billy Joel in nearly 20 years. Turn the lights back on. That's the new single here on Radio 9.
Music. Turn it up and play loud.
Pipers on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, where the trains just keep rolling past our outside studio window. It is 1:31. And these are the Turtles.
Just can't live without you. I really want you ever know near me. Your looks intoxicate me.
put in my tank and I began to roll. Moaning siren towards the state patrol. So I let out my wings and then I blew my horn. Bye-bye, New Jersey, I become airborne. Now you can't catch me. Baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get too close, you know I'm gone like a cool.
From Chuck Berry to Chuck Willis with the musical question, what am I living for? The oldies on Saturday, of course.
What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you?
The thousand eyes. You say that you're at home when you phone me, and how much do you really care? So you keep telling me that you're lonely. I'll know if someone is there. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see if you are true to me. So remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes. Gonna be sorry, 'cause your game I'm gonna play, and you find out without really trying each time that my kiss astray. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes will see me true.
Professionally known as Bobby V on Radio 9 from 1962. And this is Brooke Benton.
I told you, baby, how I feel. One word can close this deal. Baby, be my queen of hearts. Please give me that love you've got. Won't you say yes, don't you say no. Make me feel good, kiddo. Maybe I'm just wasting time. Can't get you off my mind. You could make me feel so good. I know you could if you only would. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no. Make me feel good, kiddo. I wrote you a 6-page letter. I called you on the phone. But you started talking about the weather. Kiddo, don't you know that's wrong? I can't stand this playing around. Help me up, don't let me down. Kiss me, baby, tell me so. If you love me, let me know. Won't you say yes, don't you say no. Make me feel good, kiddo. I wrote you a 6-page letter. You know that's wrong. I can't stand this playing around. Help me up, don't let me down. Kiss me, baby, tell me so. If you love me, let me know. Won't you say yes, don't you say no. Make me feel good, kiddo. Make me feel so.
What stinks? Were you rolling around in New Jersey?
And if he doesn't answer?
Oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer?
I simply say.
It was natural that the scientists would turn to asbestos.
Sylvia with Love is Strange, and so is this program. We've got sports coming up for you in just a couple of minutes. Right now, the Duquesne Dukes leading the Rhode Island Rams 44-33. Stay tuned. More coming up right after these messages.
Hi, my name is Jalen.
And my name is Josiah.
We are in fourth grade at Propel McKeesport.
We think it's cool to care, and so do the people at Alcoholics Anonymous of Pittsburgh.
The people at Alcoholics Anonymous of Pittsburgh work to help people stop drinking by solving their common problems and helping others to recover from alcoholism.
The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. More information is available at 412-471-7472 or at pghaa.org.
Alcoholics Anonymous of Pittsburgh. Another example of people who know it's cool to care.
At this time, as a public service, Bob and Ray are glad to read the following additional supplementary bulletin from the Office of Fluctuation Control and Ceiling Repairs, Bureau of Edible Condiments, Soluble, Insoluble, and Indigestible Fats and Glutinous Derivatives, Washington, D.C.
Correction of Directive 943456201, issued just a few moments ago, which noted said directive should read ground hog meat instead of groundhog meat. Note that ground hog meat should now read chopped hog meat.
Bob and Ray are glad to read this as a public service. And now...
Hey!
cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha. That's dumb. The Fenderman here on Radio 9 at 151. Much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber, speaking of dumb. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien. Erica digs out those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, mixes them all up, and eases you into your Saturday afternoon. It's a good time every week, so please stay tuned here to 88.3 WIRCT Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The NHL All-Star Game is today at 3 o'clock at the Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Four teams in all. Auston Matthews of the Toronto Maple Leafs captaining one team. Connor McDavid of the Oilers captaining the second. Nathan McKinnon of the Colorado Avalanche doing the third. And then brothers Jack Hughes of the New Jersey Devils and Quinn Hughes of the Vancouver Canucks co-captaining the fourth team. That gets underway at 3 o'clock. That'll be the last All-Star Game until 2026. Because in 2025, they're going to have a four nations face-off. So, plus the NHL will be returning to Olympic participation in 2026. So, 3 o'clock, it's a hockey night in Toronto. In college basketball action at this hour, the Duquesne Dukes men playing the Rhode Island Rams. Right now, the Dukes are up 51-34 in the second half of that game. Pitt Panthers are hosting the Notre Dame Fighting Irish at the Peterson Events Center. Game time there is at 6 o'clock. Pitt Panthers women are traveling to Notre Dame tomorrow. They tip off at 2 o'clock on a Sunday. Kind of a sad spectacle at a New Mexico game. New Mexico State University, that is, in Las Cruces, New Mexico. New Mexico State's Robert Carpenter pulled back his arm and cold-cocked Shiloh Robinson of Liberty University, sending the forward to the floor and leading to an ejection during an Aggies overtime win. The incident occurred about 8 minutes into the first half of the Aggies' 79-73 victory Thursday at the Pan American Center in Las Cruces, New Mexico. The coach of the Liberty Flames, Richie McKay, said Robinson broke his nose and will be out of action for a while. I'm guessing that Robinson is going to be out of action for a while, too. The conference is suspending Carpenter for at least one game due to that punch he was given. Obviously, a technical foul. The question is whether or not he will be suspended longer for the season. Elsewhere in college basketball, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans last night split two games with the Washington University Bears. The women's basketball team lost 71-69 to Wash U. They led going into the fourth quarter, but a comeback by the Bears dropped the Tartans to 10-9 on the season and 2-6 overall. The men's team defeated the Wash U Bears, the 17th ranked Wash U Bears, and that's the third win in a row for the men's team against nationally ranked opponents. Last night it was the Tartans 79, Bears 73. The Tartans rattled off 15 consecutive points. Junior Aiden Boer scored 11 straight to start that run, and the Tartans led 41-29 at the half. Both teams back in action tomorrow when they host Chicago. Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Sunny skies for the next few days. High today 44, clear overnight 26, sunny on Sunday 50, Monday sunny 47, Tuesday more of the same, sunny skies and a high of 46 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 46 in Beaver County, 39 in Butler, 38 in Washington. It's 38 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WIRCT. 41. New music.
And just like that, I was left to live without it. Left to live without it. I found a version of love. And just like that, I was left to live without it. Left to live without it. Waiting for this storm to pass. Waiting on this side.
New music from Foo Fighters here on Radio 9, and we have news coming up for you at 2 o'clock, but we need to fill some time here, and I don't know how to fill, like, 30 seconds.
Just have a go. Right,
who's now? Kino Tata, Kino Tata, Kino Tata, ha-ha. Kino Tata. Kino Tata, Kino Tata, ha ha.
What a great idea. I owe Jack Bogut, I think, 50 cents every time I play that. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me at jthurbershow.com or on social media or wherever finer nonsense is sold. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Next, we head to Connecticut, where they are considering ending legacy admissions at all public and private colleges. That's the practice of giving preference to family members of alumni.
The proposal comes after the Supreme Court's 2023 decision ending affirmative action. Yale University has seen legacy admissions decline, with legacy students making up just 11% of the class of 2027. Schools opposed to ending legacy admissions say it'll disrupt their autonomy in the admissions process and could harm fundraising efforts. Amy Dowell with Education Reform Now CT says transparency in admissions is what's needed most.
You know, I think that what we need is a greater level of transparency in terms of who's considered a viable candidate at some of these colleges.
Similar legislation was considered in 2022, and it was met with the same kinds of opposition the new proposal is getting. This isn't new territory, however. Colorado banned legacy admissions at its public universities in 2021. A Virginia bill similar to Colorado's recently passed that state's General Assembly and awaits the governor's signature. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
One study finds between 2014 and 2019, Harvard University accepted legacy students at a 33% rate. That's five times higher than its overall acceptance rate. And as people in Georgia mobilize for the 2024 general election, one group wants to make it easier for those with felony records to understand their voting rights and get them reinstated if that's needed.
The Campaign Legal Center's Restore Your Vote campaign includes an online Restore Your Vote tool. It's estimated about 275,000 Georgia residents have been disenfranchised because of felony convictions. However, Blair Bowie with the Campaign Legal Center says voting laws are complex and different from state to state, and many people don't know they could restore their voting rights.
So in Georgia and North Carolina, restoration of voting rights is automatic once a person has finished probation and parole. So at that point, they can just go ahead and register to vote.
Nationally, it's estimated that up to 18 million people with felony records still have the right to vote. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Finally, our Suzanne Potter reminds us today is National Wear Red Day, part of American Heart Month in February.
Lots of celebrities and news anchors will be wearing red, and many iconic buildings and bridges will be lit up in crimson, all part of a partnership with the American Heart Association. Heart Month events draw attention to deaths from cardiovascular disease, which have been rising since the COVID pandemic. Linda Tsai with the American Heart Association says cardiovascular disease took 900,000 American lives last year, 57,000 more than in 2021.
We just did a recent survey that shows that more than half of the people in the U.S. don't know that heart disease is their number one cause of death.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for ending your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and you can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.
You.
say, lady.